IVM.
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
हेलो साइरस, व्हाट्स अप?
हाय, वांट टू अपोलोजाइज इफ आई लुक लिटिल लेफ्ट. इट्स बिकॉज ऋषि इज सिटिंग लेफ्ट. And not that he's a communist, but he's sitting left of for me. So it might happen. It's a natural look. Just shot an ad film 2 days back, and we had the same problem in trying to get the look because with some cricketers, the stars gave their closes and left, and I'm stuck with hands. So I look at this hand, then I look at this hand, but the person talking, his head is away from the hand. The look kept going with your natural inclination to look at the head. Advertising people, please understand, stop this hand business. And why can't you just put the hand in front of your face? I don't understand. Anyway, I tried to, but I didn't know the people, so I had to back off. And work like a labor class model. That's me. Bolo.
So, what's the name for today?
All right. Well, welcome to the show. What's our show called?
AMA.
Oh, right.
Welcome to anything. Ask me anything.
Ask me anything. We've changed the name of the show to Varun Doshi. I wanted common names.
Wow. Sounds familiar.
Okay, leave it. Just call it Varun.
Great. Okay, so... our first question.
We are recording this on the occasion of Navroz Mubarak, or rather,
yeah,
whatever it's called. What's it called in English? I don't know.
New Year, I suppose.
Parsi New Year. Thanks, guys. The two Hindu boys are telling me. Just in case you forget.
Maharashtrians are telling you.
You don't know about religion. You don't know. Can't even translate. from what would be rustic Irani Arabic somewhere there. But the Mubarak word travels all over. Yeah. I don't think it's technically a Sanskrit word. It's probably more coming from the Arab countries. Yeah. Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak is said all over Arab. The famous Egyptian leader boss, Hosni Mubarak.
Wow.
Yeah. I was named after him.
Yeah.
The first part. Hos.
Great. Huh. Okay. Sanjay asks.
Hi, Sanjay.
What's the most memorable encounter you have had with a stranger?
You're mistaking me for Pradeep Sharma, the encounter specialist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not him. Memorable encounter with a stranger. I've had so many good encounters which have gone right or wrong, like talking to a famous musician, not knowing his name, full recording. Okay, I've told this story before, but this is true. You can't make this up. They came, two of them. I didn't know the names. They sat, and especially one guy couldn't pick up the name. The other one, because he called him by the other name, I picked up his name. And the end of the recording, he even asked me, boss, you know my name? Because you end, always you end formally on television, right? You normally end with, okay, that was Raju, that was Ramu, and they've got this album called Sapna Mera, and please watch it. But always that formal ending has to be there because you're promoting. And that was the biggest problem for me because I was okay with the talk. And then the end, I'm saying, guys, don't forget to tune in, check out the new album, Sapna Mera, with two of the best in the business. couldn't get the name out. Very embarrassing. But I think I have lots of good interactions with strangers. I had a really strange one at the Oval about 2 years ago because just before the pandemic, so 2019. And this happens a few times, versions of this. So this one guy, my dog was walking near this fielder who was fielding and he did this whole thing of like hut like that, you know, but didn't really do anything, but just did this like aggressive action. So of course I had to go up and start bullying and, you know, saying things like, you know, a little bit aggressive. I won't get into what I did, but body language was really bad. And then he looks at me and says, oh, Cyrus, photo kichwana. And then I changed. And my daughter was watching all this. And I said, ah, okay, come, yaar. And she was like, dad, you're such a fraud. You know, like 2 minutes ago, you were about to beat the guy up for heckling your dog. And then 2 minutes ago, they recognized you. You're suddenly like, man of the people. I tell you, the kids see the truth, man. It's amazing. They expose the parents. Maybe I'm not the only father who's a fraud, but yeah. So then driving back, I had to keep my head down. I was like, what was that? And she was at that age where, you know, they're really watching you properly. Like 13, 14 is a very dangerous age. That's the age you should send the kids to a boarding school. I think that my wife was in a boarding school. So, you know, she developed well. Silvery.
Yeah.
Silvery's not my wife. But she both were in boarding school. Separately, different times.
Okay, next question comes from...
By the way, guys, we apologize that this is replacing a full show. Because of lack of budgets and issues we're having with lighting, this is all we got for now. But I'm sure it'll grow into something bigger. I hope. At least I'm supposed to say that. Just to keep people happy. But yeah, we would like panelists, we would like people, we would like energy, we would like the chaos or chaos, as my friend once said. I tell you that story.
Yeah.
We're going for horse racing and this guy shouting from the back, chaos, chaos, chaos. Chaos kon hai? It will not be chaos, the horse's name. But you're reading from that book, you saw the horse racing book. You know, have you seen that famous book, at least in Mumbai people know. You read, so you don't know anything about horses. The names are always, why do we Indians give these names? Yeah. Chows forget the next yeah. is Aristotle, Persephone, this, that. All names that nobody can pronounce. So this poor guy is chewing pan and going, Chows, Chows, Bhag, Bhag, Bhag. Come on, yeah. Why can't we have normal Indian names? Yeah. We never have a normal Indian name. For, there's no Ranveer, the horse. Just call him Ranveer. It's easy for everyone. Ranveer, run.
Or your favorite, Raju.
Raju, I've overdone now. I might get a summons because there are many yeah. Rajus in the country. You're talking about me. Yeah.
Okay, well, well,
you know where Raju comes from? We used to do the show, Cyber Sisai. He created this character called Apna Raju. Basically, fixes anything, including like sexual issues. So, Saukar and his wife are lying in bed. We have it on YouTube, I think, that gag. And they're lying in bed and he can't perform. And she says, don't worry, Apna Raju aega. And he appears. Stop block and it's me. And I pat him and say, don't worry, I'm there. And I jump on the wife. Ooh. And then we put the blanket over and we leave it there. Like that. Apna Raju. What a character.
Okay, Velbol Sakhi's question is, why is that? Velbol Sakhi.
Velbol, you should say it properly. Velbol Sakhi.
Velbol Sakhi.
Velbol Sakhi. So, Val. Punjabi, yaar, has to be broad. Velbol Sakhi.
That's
but also, it's like music because he says it. Even our Indian guys say the same thing. You know, the same bowler is bowling.
Yeah.
They're saying the same line in repeat. And now, after 90 overs of the day, even he's not feeling it. He's just saying it. So, after some time, it starts, you can feel that nobody's feeling it. Ah, Velbol Sakhi. Ah, Velbol Sakhi. It starts going through that rhythm completely. In the beginning, he's like, Velbol Sakhi.
Yeah.
Ah, keep going, beta, keep going. Then it changes. It's a bit like our podcast. So much enthusiasm when we start.
Okay, the question is, why is Aisha against a new puppy? I can only imagine you walking a muscular pit bull or American bully.
No, it's not that. There was a stray German Shepherd, small puppy left in a garbage dump and all. From Calcutta, I'm trying to coordinate me and Maya, but she's not letting us keep. See, we have two dogs. I have an old mother. I have two kids. Her problem is that we can't look after ourselves. Now, third dog becomes just like another baby. That's her problem.
Yeah.
My thing is that two or three, what difference does it really make here? You know, in any case, we suck. So, does it really matter? It's not like we're going to do great work with any family member. So, what to do? But yeah, the only thing is that if I give away Aisha, I can keep two dogs. So, maybe in the fullness of time, let's see what happens.
Two more.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we know many people did this when they were young. Now, we used to bring puppies home, kittens home. I've got sparrows I've kept inside the houses. I've come in, shut the window. They used to come in and eat from the table. I used to keep those grains there. They would come, then I'd shut the window. And I'd say, Mom, can I keep the sparrow?
Huh? That's kidnapping, though.
The sparrows weren't scared, you know, in those days. They would not feel any fear. Once they eat with you and all, they're pretty comfortable very fast. So I used to say, and then she'd just open the window and send them out. Yeah.
Like, you can't keep them.
Kittens and puppies, I bought so many. You have no idea from the road I found and brought. So
you should have started a sanctuary, you know, animal sanctuary.
Yeah, but the same thing. My wife has become my mother only, you know. Nothing has changed. It's just like, we have to really look after, we have to do this, we have all that usual spiel happens. It's not true because I do all the heavy lifting with dogs. Except feeding.
Wow.
Feeding is done by other people in the family.
So, the later part of the question is, have you considered doing the Indian version of Dog Whisperer? Mainstream media narrative has been awfully biased recently.
It's a bit tough. See, I'm good with animals. I'm not good with humans. I'm better with animals. I think I can communicate better with them. Like, if an animal is feeling randy, I know immediately that he wants to have relations. Especially when he's on your leg. It's very simple that way. But it's a bit tough because you can't tell the ego of the people who are so-called looking after the animal. Even if you try to advise someone or say anything, they get offended very quickly. Like, I keep telling them, don't hold the lead tight, because when you do that, that nervous energy is going to the dog. Everybody knows that who knows anything about dogs. So you have to be calm yourself because everything is coming from you. The thing is, the anxiety is coming from you for the dog. In fact, even with kids, it's the same thing. I've noticed many highly strung kids are because also they're not... relax parents around them and all
dragging
that.
So dragging and
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you should walk your kids on a leash also, I feel. And learn how to, you know, then you can handle the dog better. But so how do you tell them? So let's say Mrs. Sharma is walking there, or Mrs. Sharma is walking there herself. And you try to tell her, ki ma'am, but because now I'm older, I'll say, Betty. I should remember. Betty, 52-year-old Mrs. Sharma. What are you doing? Just leave the leash loose so the dog doesn't get tense. So when you do that, we're already on the back foot.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is, the dog walkers are people they hire. What to tell them? They have no interest. That guy is just doing a job which he hates.
Yeah.
He's on the phone. The dog is urinating on somebody's leg. He doesn't know or care. He's on the phone talking, killing time. 10 minutes later, upar jayega. Upar jayega na upar, but upar mein. Yeah. So yeah, I don't want to help anyone. I've got no help heart left. Yeah. I hate people. Wow. I've reached the point where I think people have become like me. Hmm. I hate me and people. There's nothing to love.
Okay, on that same note, Hemish also has the same question. Which is your favorite breed of dog? If any, also please tell us the story behind naming Peter and Mary.
So let me explain that this selective loving of animals is a little dangerous. You can't really, because you're like a racist. There are certain dog breeds which fit your personality better.
Yeah.
So I need alert, fast dogs like German Shepherds because I'm an impatient guy. So I find that's easier. Like very often with Peter and Mary, not Mary, Mary is very alert. Peter, I have to check he's still there. He's a Saluki. Wow. He's like a Lokhandwala model. He just wanders off.
German Shepherd. Like a cat.
They spoil you. Yeah, he's like a cat. Very individualistic. German Shepherd spoils you. You just do everything and the dog is always there. You don't double check anything.
Yeah.
And you, one look, they understand. You know, we sort of understand we're going. You say, okay, Rufo, let's go. Gone. It's like that. You know, the communication. Then how to have a wife after this, you know. So fantastic that communication. No double talking. No, what did you say? One sec. Dubara bolo. None of that shit. You know, it's all so quick, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, they do spoil you. But I don't like the selective loving. There's one politician who had Great Danes. Not Bala Sahib. I let him off the hook because he liked dogs. All dogs. But another one. And he wanted to kill all the strays in the colony because they were fighting with his dog from time to time.
Ooh.
Which is called selective loving.
Ah.
It's like literally, I built this beautiful mall for rich people. Take out the slums near. Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Yeah. This is the selective loving of humanity also. You shouldn't have that in animals. It's ridiculous. I feel bad for people who don't enjoy the company of stray dogs in this country. Because they're really having a bad day. You get 2 minutes with a stray dog. You pat him. Your blood pressure will go down. He shows you a little love. You feel better about yourself. It's something that I can't explain to people. They think it's a small thing, but it goes a long way emotionally.
Hmm.
Or maybe my life is so empty. That's all I can
Okay, Y2K asks, how do you get the right size engagement ring without letting her find out?
Baba, you know what I did with the right side? You know what I did with the engagement ring is, firstly, I asked my mom, can you give the ring?
Because why?
She had a couple of extra rings in the cupboard. I said, how will she know?
Like, you didn't
all
want to buy.
Have rings, bro. And it's not very clear what is engagement ring. Unless you put a name on it and that kind of thing. What is the big deal? Sapphire or diamond or jewelry.
Yeah.
The size. So I'm saying then you don't get into that now. Because the problem is when they go to the shop to buy it. And then the woman is part of the woman and man are together trying to buy it. Then you're exposed. No? And unless you're going to keep this. And this is dangerous to say whatever you want. Now what kind of person. Even Mukesh Bhai must be not saying whatever you want. He must be saying.
Yeah.
Whatever you sort of want, let's keep in mind the barrier limit and let's go from there. So my wife doesn't like hand-me-downs. I love hand-me-downs. I'm saying, the ring will still be good. Ring's value doesn't go down. It's still good. All that is great. But I don't think you should have a very large ring. A, it'll cause attention, grabbing everywhere. Why you want people to look at your ring? Then most importantly, if you lose that ring, you set a standard where you can only get a better ring. Why are you getting into that? Yeah. So I think, try and marry a girl without a fourth finger. You know, fingers missing. Then basically, because she won't put on the middle finger. But then she show your ring, won't do that. You can't put on the little finger, looks ridiculous. Can't put on thumb, right? Four finger you need for scratching and all that. So what's left? So find a woman who has a fourth finger missing from both hands. And then you're good to go. Or man, depending.
Wow.
In some cultures, the woman does buy the engagement ring. Not in mine.
Okay, Lord Broccoli asks, what movie do you consider 100% perfect?
These are very difficult questions to ask a joker like me. At this stage in my life, I can't sit through a whole movie. I keep fast-forwarding the whole film. I mean, I can't sit through a YouTube shorts if it's more than 11 seconds.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a bit hard to ask this question. Ask me earlier, maybe. But when I was young, I loved Magnificent Seven. I love Cool Hand Luke. Hindi films, I love Amar Akbar Anthony would be my number one. Sholay would be number two. Deewar number three. It'll all be Amitabh films. I don't think anything outside Amitabh. Once Amitabh stopped being a hero, I stopped watching.
But do you skip those movies?
Sorry?
Do you like skip fast forward?
Now, that's what I'm saying. Today, Cyrus, I don't know if he'll be able to handle anything.
Yeah.
Because everything will have slow moments and all that.
Yeah.
There'll be some pan shot when the stupid artistic director decides, I want to see the sky. Why do you want to see the sky? Now we have to all see the sky. For the next 5 minutes, sky. It's got nothing to do with anything. And then I'm going to go back to the thing. Movies have got a strange thing where they like to change the pace, you know. For me, this change of pace sometimes can really just knock you out. That's why this modern world has destroyed us. And everything is quick. Yeah. So the moment they go to a change of pace.
Yeah.
My poor wife, people like Kunal, they all enjoy all this. So make the films for them. For me, don't waste your time. Make 5 minutes. Basically, Bruce Lee's final Chuck Norris fight.
Just the
Colosseum. Let me just see the fight.
Just the compilation of all the
exactly,
fights.
Exactly. Just get into the fighting.
Yeah.
Don't give me the whole boring dialogue. Yeah. He killed my sister. Get, I kill you.
Get to fight. The beat directly. Yeah. Okay, the next question comes from Certain Degree. Should all politicians be required to retire at 65 years old?
Well, our leader has said 75 for his party. And he will be 75, I think, this September or next. Either this September, I think next September. Maybe this, we'll check. But so let's see with what happens there.
Yeah.
But I won't take a side here, but I'll say one thing. I don't agree with this age thing. Because now as I'm getting older and seeing people around me, including my dad and everybody else, I realize that it's got nothing to do with age. Some people age well. Their minds are fantastic. Their minds are fantastic in their 80s. Some people are bad in 60s. Like Kunal can't remember anything. You tell him something, he's forgotten in 5 minutes. And he's only 59. He'll be 60 in May. So I don't think we should have a blanket age. I honestly think you should have more like a, you know, a test for your cognitive functioning. How good is a mental, physical function is not important. The cognitive functioning, can the person, like, for example, if Abbas, his back is paining, I don't want him to go to Paris for the Olympics. It's a waste of everybody's time, including the paying spectator. But I'm saying that if his mind is okay, he can work. It's simple. So I don't think we should do this. I tell you, as you get older, you'll understand this better, I feel. Because people just think 59, kisika sochta ki 59, both hai. 59 pe pack up. There's one chute somewhere years back, once they thought, I don't want to work. I'm in charge of this business. I'll give you an age, 59. So 59 ho gaya. But their bloody 59-year-old is fantastic. And he's just sitting at home, boring his wife with a fully functioning mind. That's like a criminal thing, no? And that guy, I've met guys that I know in the morning when I go to work out. No, there's an 82-year-old man. He's so naughty, Philly. He's so naughty. Talks sex and girls. And his mind is fantastic. I mean, not that that's the only topic. But the fact that he's alive with all that, you know, his mind is functioning. You can talk to him about anything. That guy should still be in service, proper service. I can name you some 20-year-olds who shouldn't be. and in IBM, we've got rid of them. But thank God.
Jayco asks, how do you stay mentally and physically active as you age?
Oh, I don't know about physically and mentally active. But I realize that I've just got really fast functioning gene or completely shut down. So I don't bother with anything in the middle. So for me, I just put on, I'm on, put off, I'm off. Simple. Everybody is finding their own way. Please stop asking me questions like I'm God and I can help you. I can't help me. You know, you don't understand what I'm going through. I can't help anyone. People ask me at the airport, sir, which flight is going to Jamshedpur? Wow. I said, your pop. Your pop. Why are you asking me? There's a fucking board there. There are 200 people. You just see a friendly face or whatever you think you ask this guy. I have no idea.
Like, do you think people do it because it's a habitual? Like, okay, they just doing it.
No, I'll ask you. I'll tell you. This happens. It's a plane, train, bus, whatever. Who do you ask? It depends on, you know, one thing. In your mind, you're thinking ki, this guy is nice. You're never going to ask a CSUT, right? Yeah. A CSU double T. Know your Hindi. So, the thing is that I think because I normally have a fattish face and all that, people like me, they can approach easily. Or maybe they recognize sometimes also, so they can talk. But the thing is that we are the worst people. There are actually some people who are really altruistic.
Yeah, some people just do it by themselves.
Who'll be helpful? You know people like that, you know. No, they're happy to help. They're actually doing seva for some people. Also, it's okay if it's an old lady and she has trouble, doesn't understand English or something. But these are young people asking. I'm like, fucking look up. It's right there. I can't see without my glasses. And everything is so small anyway, the way they put that board. They want to tease they want to keep you there for 10 minutes just to see your flight.
So like you are the one who's supposed to be asking others.
I do. You know, in foreign countries, you know, I'm helped, especially when the language change happens. And then you don't know what the hell you're looking at. I'm very bad with signs. I can't make out arrow, pharaoh and all that. I don't know where to go. And then the only thing in English will be the name of the airline sometimes. That's not good enough. The logo is there and all that. It's horrible. I do ask, but I do the same thing. When you're in a foreign country, you're in Paris. People are not very friendly in Paris. You know, not everybody's smiling at you. It's a lot better in New York. They're fake smiling at you. In Paris, you don't smile. So who do you look at? So you look at someone. Should I go for the immigrant? Should I go for this? You know, you see a North African guy, you can start with assalamu alaikum and then hopefully he'll immediately interact. But I'm sure that the 300-pound guy with a Abhay Sir's beard is not getting a lot of inquiries. Hey, uncle! Which one is going to Mumbai? I'm kidding myself, that fucker.
Okay, the next question comes from No Shape. How long can you personally stay angry with another person?
Okay, so this is a good question to ask No Shape about anger. I was just showing Kostov, but I think we got angry with one guy on the flight. I did. 5 minutes. And then I lose my anger. And the other guy is still angry. It's very embarrassing. I get angry really fast. And then I lose my anger very fast also. And then I'm like, why is he angry? Happens all the time, man. Worse if you're in a physical fight with someone and then you've lost interest in fighting. It happens to me all the time. It's like, boom, bang. And then I'm like, why am I fighting? The other guy's like, arr, arr. It's a tough one. Nobody has the same mood meter. Road rage. So when they follow you, I fight with so many bikers, they follow me after I abuse. So I do this little hool when they come out the one way. Now I abuse them. I make some sarcastic comments. So occasionally they turn the thing and follow me. And then that leads into all kinds of things after that. And by after 5 minutes, I'm anyway like, why is he here?
Okay, the next question comes from Shinu. She asks, how many more years will it take for traffic sense to become widespread in India?
You realize that traffic exposes your selfishness also? People think because they're driving slowly, they have every right to carry on.
Hmm.
You don't drive slowly, you drive at the right pace and you allow cars to go on either side of you. You know, you don't just drive slowly and say you're doing the right thing. It's like a guy who's late all the time. It's the same thing, it's the same thinking here. I think you get exposed completely. Your character can be seen by the way you're driving a car or bike. You can immediately tell that koi consideration nahi hai, dusre ke liye, completely zero. Like he's only in it for himself, immediately. And do you, nobody stops the cars to let old people cross or children. You know, anywhere in the world, and not just Western world, even underdeveloped countries, they have a lot of respect for seniors and a lot of respect for kids and things like that. And the police guy will also help them cross and all that. Nothing happens. At least I'm talking about Mumbai. Maybe in smaller towns, it's still better. But Mumbai has become, there's no heart. The city is heartless.
Yeah.
Somebody took our heart and left. Our heart is in Beijing. We are supposed to become Beijing, but they've taken the heart. So now we can't even become Mumbai.
Wow.
Sad.
Okay. The next one comes from Peter Porker. Why do people say that you don't ask a person how much they make?
I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know why you can't ask a person how much they make. They don't want to tell you. They don't tell you.
Yeah.
Or they can answer like, you know, in some sort of, you know, script where it's not clear. I make more than Mukesh Ambani, but less than Gautam Adani. You know, it's like that. You can give some sort of riddle.
But like, why do people ask?
People ask, they're just inquiring. I think everybody's interested in how much people make, especially celebrities or famous people. But even your neighbors and friends, everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
You feel better now if you're earning more.
Yeah, of course. You just said up front.
Hey, Abhishek, how much money did you make last year? 1 crore. Well done.
Okay, the next one comes from Scroticus.
Mm.
If you could make one law that everyone had to follow for a day, what would it be and why?
First, law of proximity. Don't come close. Hindustan mein sab log nazdeek aane ka chakkar mein, all the time, man. Try to go anywhere, whether it's in the urinal, whether you're in an airport or a station or a bus stop or on the road, crossing, on one of those stupid overhead bridges which no one uses. Everywhere people stick to you. Go and stand in a line in a queue to get a ticket for something, the guy is behind you. The last time I went to Metro Cinema about a year back, I nearly had a fight with someone because he's on my shoulder. I'm like, why do you have to be on my shoulder? You'll get your ticket. Now, why do we do this clinging thing? Law of proximity first, maintain 2 feet. Everybody forgot about COVID, sanitizer, sab kuch bhaag gaya, and now this is continuing. Getting close again like a big, very huge sandwich of Indians. It has to stop. It's very painful. Second, bikers should be put in jail with about 2 or 3 misdemeanors. Twice if they go through a one way or on the pavement, in jail. In jail for 2 years at least, kam se kam. And they should wear the helmet in jail also. Okay, while they're in jail to get that habit of wearing helmets. They're forced to wear Nothing happens to them. Nobody catches them. I asked the cop that day, uske piche kyun nahi bhaga? No, wo bahut tez chalate gaadi. He's telling me. Because, you know, he has to get onto the bike, then chase them. It's very rare for them to give chase. They lose. The kid has already got an 8-9 second start. Costume showed me. He broke a signal while saying bye and took off. And I said, cop will come. He said, what's going on in this country, man?
Right now, they have got like these cameras, no?
They got the cameras, but they can't pick up the size of the thing.
No, they can.
They don't get no challenge go to the bikers. Mm. Bikers are happy. They look around and see the bikers are breaking the signals all the time. We are waiting like losers.
Wrong side,
crossing from parallel, from that side to this side. I want to take a U-turn. He's in front of you this way. I mean, I don't know what to do now anymore. Really. Very painful. I hope I get a bike ad.
Yeah. Imagine. Okay, the next question comes from Geeta. Can we ever truly know another person or are we forever isolated within our own subjective experiences?
Yeah, but isn't this also an overrated experience of knowing someone too much? Then you have the baggage of that person in your head all the time because you're now sensitized to everything about that person. I think maintain distance, emotional distance as well as physical distance.
Yeah.
Keep 10% away. It's pointless trying to know everything about someone else. Because your kids, you'll be stuck with that. Your dogs, those kind of things, your parents, you're stuck with that anyway.
Yeah.
Why take on more? You've got emotional baggage you'll be dealing with the rest of your life. So I'm saying avoid. Really, I think, I don't know why people want that closeness. No, I want to be close. I want that connection. Have the connection, but don't over-connect, man.
Yeah.
You're screwed after that.
Yeah.
People should think this through, says Dr. Brocha.
Okay. The next one comes from Ban Aul. Have you heard you talk about visiting Surat in some old episodes? Have you tried any street food from there?
Rishabh and me went to Surat 2 years ago, just during the pandemic, for his launch of some of the schools, Iman schools ka kaam. And I think the chief minister of Gujarat was supposed to be there, but last minute didn't show up. But somebody was there, deputy chief minister, somebody was there, some big shots. And no, where's street food? We went to the venue, finished everything, then slept the night. We just ate in the hotel, a big group, that's it. And then...
Exactly, very good in Surat.
Apparently, but we have to spend time now. Boss, it's very difficult now when you're so busy, you're running a country, you know, you're holding a city. I mean, other PWD works depend on me. By the way, they changed the commissioner, the BMC commissioner.
Yeah, yeah.
Iqbal Chagla has been given out leg before wicket, I heard, and replaced. Yeah.
So he adds ki you should definitely have some of the egg dishes if you haven't yet.
Who's that famous Raju? Is it Baroda, I think. Huh? Raju Anda. Raju Anda or something like that. So Raju Anda is just eggs, different eggs. There are a few people like Raju Anda. They are not making up this name. This is what it is. Not my fault. Around where they just give you this entire menu on just eggs. Yeah. So next time, Surat. I don't mind Surat diamonds also.
Mm.
Forget the eggs.
Huh? Yeah.
What the hell? I'll buy my eggs on my own.
Just
give me
buy the
freaking diamond. Yeah.
Yeah, buy the hand itself.
Yeah. Look at these people. They call me, they'll give me an egg. Oh, give me a diamond. I'll get the freaking egg.
Yeah. Okay, the last one comes from Madman's Rocks. Since the boundaries of the tunnel in the new coastal road aren't transparent, how can we be sure it's an undersea tunnel?
Very good point. My biggest worry is that when we come out in pure traffic, how long will that bottleneck be? So far, I've not been able to use it, so I don't know. But the whole thing is that if you, the speed of whatever, you save so much time in the tunnel, but you spend so much time out of the tunnel, and then comes the same thing as being on the road, then you get defeated. So this is the cynicism of a motorist. Since I self-drive, the pain of all these things, you're always negative. You have to think, when will it go wrong? Because the first 3 days, everybody's calling up, 3 minutes I reach X place and 2 minutes I reach Y place and all that. Wait. Every day we leave this podcast studio and go past Lucky Biryani, one of the best biryanis in India, and see how unlucky we are waiting at that signal for 20 minutes. Because the construction is going on.
Do you think that's like the perfect spot for that restaurant?
I think poor guys, for many years,
Since people are waiting here, they might just come.
I think they should just put unlucky, put UN there while the construction is going on and take it off the moment it's done. Yeah. You know, from lucky, it was lucky, now we call it unlucky because you're stuck here. Abhi kuch khila do sir ko, and you know, have your beer and drive off. Yeah. But the irony doesn't escape me at all. I keep telling my guy also, we look there and say, dekho, kya likha hai udhar? Lucky. Tu lucky shabd hai na udhar? Hum log lucky hai ya nahi? Government is smiling, all the boards, all the politicians are smiling. Happy birthday. Oh man, what a country. Yeah,
yeah, that's all the questions we have.
That's it. Varun Doshi, a fantastic show has come to an end.
Yeah.
That's VD, by the way. Acronym. Just kidding. We'll be back. And if you have any questions, what Cyrus says is the handle. Please quickly send your questions. We are here to help. Don't hesitate. Send your question, then we'll criticize you. Just do it. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.